from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Fire caused extensive damage to the roof at Harvey Swiss Chalet restaurant at Algonquin Boulevard and Highway 655 last evening. Deputy Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says staff and diners all got out okay. The first point of the investigation into the cause will be a propane tank and torch. They were on the roof for ongoing work on it. The interior sustained severe smoke damage.
So I'm going to suspect the restaurant will probably be closed for some time until they get that cleaned up. And there was water that had come through and into the restaurant itself as well. So
Atkinson says the water got in when firefighters punched holes in the roof to keep flames from extending further. Ontario Transportation Minister Carolyn Mulroney has been confronted directly about the province taking back Municipal Road. The former Highway 67 links Highway 101 near Kettle Lakes Park to Highway 11 near Porquis. At a recent convention, Timmins Councillor John Curley asked Mulroney to take it back. Part of it was downloaded to Timmins several years ago and the rest to Iroquois Falls. Several Iroquois Falls residents travel to work in Timmins every day. Curley notes that an increase in crashes involving transports on Highway 11 leads to a detour of provincial traffic onto deteriorating Municipal Road to 101 and points south from there.
So it is a vital connection for the province to take that highway back in order to move goods through the northern part of the northern Ontario.
Iroquois Falls is studying whether most of the traffic on Municipal Road is local or regional. Curley wants, at the very least, provincial money to both municipalities to repair and maintain the road. WestJet is advising passengers to check your flight status before heading to the airport. It's already begun canceling flights, anticipating a pilot strike to begin early tomorrow. Negotiations have deadlocked. Over 1,800 pilots are set to walk out. Their union says pay, scheduling, and job security are the biggest stumbling blocks. Well, you might want to buy a new Sharpie over the next week to be ready for autographs at a celebration of the Timmins Rock. The Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League champion team will have a parade next Friday night at 6 from the museum down Burnett Road to the Hollinger Park. Team board member Mark Fenton says the board wants a nice big celebration for such a special group of young men.
We noticed game one, September 9th, against Kirkland Lake, just how tight-knit that team was. So a celebration of sorts needs to happen.
Fenton also acknowledges the tight bond the team has had with its fans and the entire community. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.